morning session, the morning time together. Just like to talk a little about the Anapanasati, the mindfulness with breathing. It's the type of meditation the Bodhisattva used on the night of his awakening to being the Buddha. It's the one that he continued to enjoy through his life. The word in Pali for meditation is actually bhavana. There's no actual word for it quite corresponds with what we term meditation. And I like the term bhavana. It's like cultivation. And in cultivating the preparation of the ground is important, and making sure that it's free from things that are going to harm. For us coming to sit here in that preparation, we've actually stopped quite a lot. If you're just coming to sit quietly, you've already stopped lying, at least. You're not going to kill anybody by sitting quietly. You're not messing around in ways that are unskillful. So you've already prepared quite a lot by just stopping. And then to cultivate, in cultivating, it's allowing things to grow at their own pace. So you're not forcing something to grow. You're not forcing things to happen. Because if you try to do that, if you try to force something to grow, it doesn't grow as well or as strongly. And growing at its own, and you can kill something by trying to force it, overwatering it or pulling it up or messing around with it, but letting it grow at its own pace. And with your cultivation, your practice to have that attitude, allowing it to grow at its own pace. And you can tell whether it's doing well quite easily. Actually, people often wonder about their progress in meditation, their progress in spiritual practice, and it's actually quite easy to tell. Are wholesome qualities increasing in your life, and are unwholesome qualities decreasing? Quite simple, you know, and that's all. There are a couple of wholesome qualities that are good to look out for. One is gratitude, a sense of gratefulness and appreciation for what one does receive and what one does have, a sense of appreciation for that. You know, quite heartfelt, really. Real gratefulness for, you know, the opportunity of a human life that one's parents have given one. Because without one's parents, one wouldn't be here. It's very difficult for a human baby to survive without any sort of parenting. It will die. So a sense of gratitude for that, a sense of gratitude for all the opportunities through one's life that one's received from good people, kind people, both kind situations, things that do actually support one's life, the country that one's in, that, you know, in this country one can actually come and sit like this. There are some countries where it might be difficult, societies. That sense of gratitude, is if that is growing, then that's a good sign of spiritual progress. Of course, other wholesome qualities: patience, kindness, endurance, a sense of application to things, All these sorts of things are indications of progress on the spiritual path. And a lessening of unwholesome qualities of jealousy, envy, ill will, anger, these sorts of qualities that are definitely unwholesome and unworthy. So that's sort of signs of progress, and that in one's cultivation. So with mindfulness, with breathing, in its first stages, it's possible to practice, it's possible to give, to cultivate mindfulness with the breath without any sort of training at all. At its very simplest, it's just knowing whether the breath is coming in or going out. Is the breath coming in or going out? Even noticing that much, one's attitude to the present moment, at least I find my attitude to the present moment, has shifted. My sense of awareness has increased a little bit. Just that much. When children come here for guidance around the monastery, I ask them sometimes whether they're interested in meditation, and sometimes they say yes. So I said, well, you can start meditating now. Just know whether your breath is coming in or going out. And you can think, well, that's not very much. And yes, it's not very much, but it does actually allow oneself to be a little bit more alive. One sense of awareness is just that little bit wider. And one can do it. One can know whether the breath is going in or going out any time, any place, if you're alive. Your breath will be either be coming in or going out. Your first breath was an in-breath. Your last breath, you might die on your in-breath, but eventually the breath will have to go out. So, and they say that if you do really practice anapanasati, then you'll know your time of death. And it's really useful, just that much. I think it's not very much, but it's a lot. And then to know whether the breath is long or short, there's a certain amount of discernment happening there, a certain amount of knowing over time, because the breath is either long or short in relationship to other breaths. So there's a certain continuity of attention happening there. Is this breath long or is it short? Those two stages of anapanasati are capable for almost anybody, almost anywhere, without any training whatsoever. Just knowing that whether the breath is coming in or going out, or whether the breath is long or short. And one can practice, if that's all that one cultivates, and just gets that right, and gets very, very familiar with that, that'll be enough. Sense of enough. The knowing of whether the breath is long or short gives an indication of the next stage, which is to know the whole of the breath, the whole of the body breathing. There's another way of putting it. It's not clear what exactly is meant in the scriptures, and when one does actually practice meditation, one recognizes that is there very much difference between knowing the whole of the breath from the beginning of the in-breath to the end of the out-breath, the whole of that cycle, or to know the whole of the body breathing. How does one know the whole of the body breathing? Where does one experience the breath? That sort of question or inquiry, so that there's a sense of interest and aliveness to the whole of the breath. You can slow it down if you can't find the breath. For some people, the meditation with anapanasati is not just not going to work. There's not going to be any something that they are interested in, and that's fine too, but this is what I'm mentioning here. And but if you particularly want to find the breath and you can't find it and you don't know whether it's how you're experiencing it, then to hold the breath is possible, just so that the mind will then have more clarity about it. But that doesn't, that, you know, the holding the breath doesn't usually work with the next one, which is to calm the body and calm the breath. With this, to really notice the breathing and allow it to be as calm, as refined, as delicate as it possibly can be. So the sense is that the breath is almost not there. There's the sense of knowing that the breath is coming in or going out is very easy, knowing whether the breath is long or short, also quite straightforward. Knowing the whole of the breath requires some real attention and awareness, the whole of the body breathing, the whole of the sense of the body breathing. The body, you know, the breath and the body, taking the breath through the body with the body, and then calming it so that the breath is nearly not there. There's almost, this may take, not to be in a hurry about this, not to be in a worry about this, but to really notice just the shallowness or the subtlety of the breath as it calms the body and the breath calms down. It's really using that sense of the breath. Be very, very careful and attentive, calming the whole thing down. So it's not a tensing of it, certainly nothing to do with tension or an effort to hold on to it or to concentrate on it. I'm not asking or suggesting that at all. It's just allowing it to be calm, allowing it to calm the whole body, and to be really refined. And in this, what can be experienced is almost a sense of rapture, a sense of a physical experience of it's called piti in Pali, but it's sometimes translated as rapture. But it's a physical sense of the whole body feeling energized. It can be in different ways, long or short, cover different aspects of the body, but the whole thing is actually quite energized with just awareness with the breath. And the sense of being here can be quite happy. The breath is quite happy, energized, alert, the whole of the body breathing. So the whole of the body is experienced. It's not a shutting down or a shutting out or a moving into fantasy, or just a shutting out of the whole awareness of the body or the room or anything like that. It's actually a whole experience, and the letting go of that which is actually shaking or irritating. So it's a calm but a very energized experience. And it's almost too energizing in some ways, that first sort of rush of sitting, mindfulness with the breathing. And so encouraging a sense of allowing that to even settle down and just be happy. Just be happy with the breath. And happy with the body and the breath. And then the patterns of the heart, the patterns that are there already, start to reveal themselves, the way that the mind will move off into this direction, fall into that direction, the fantasies or the dullness or the overexcitement or whatever it is that's a pattern in the heart, will start to reveal itself. And that then life is given to that itself. Life is given to the through the gift of attention. It's known. It's seen for what it is. Seen in its own terms. This is the way that it is. It's revealed. It allows itself to be revealed. And that itself will calm. That revealing will actually calm it, calm the patterns, and they will settle down. And the whole sense of the heart will actually gladden and rejoice. And in that way, the mind will come together and be of its own. It's a natural thing. Meditation is a natural thing. It's just something that I feel has been, you know, not emphasized so much or not noticed so much. I mean, if you're coming here, then you are giving it importance, but it's in most societies it's not noticed so much or overlooked. But it's a natural thing that the mind will gladden and concentrate if it's given opportunities, if the causes and conditions are there. And the truth will reveal itself. You know, the peacefulness will reveal itself. The sense of ease will reveal itself for what it is. The way things are will reveal themselves for what they are. The way things shift, change, are uncertain, will reveal themselves. The way that the things end and finish will reveal themselves. You can notice that. And the whole sense of letting go happen of its own as things work to their own completion. So the patterns and things will fade. And our intention, our overall intention in all of this, to realize and make real a sense of happiness. Now we're here because we wish ourselves well. We wish to be happy. And the happiness that we really wish ourselves is a happiness that's independent of conditions. A happiness that's independent of conditions. So that our sense of happiness is not dependent upon what's happening. The sense of happiness and ease, the sense of peace, is not dependent upon what's happening, but is independent of what's happening. The unshakable deliverance of the heart is the promise of the Buddha's teaching. And if we're practicing, then that is our goal, our intention, our aspiration, to make that real. So when we come to sit this morning, giving our attention to the sense of being here, the sense of the vertical, through the whole of the body, the sense of this time and space, this particular sense of time and space that's focused on this body here now, the perception of this in relationship, the immediate relationship, the beings in this room, that are directly experienced through the sounds or the sights or the sense of being present with other beings. And then beyond this room, a sense of beings beyond this room, however that is sensed within us, a pattern, that perception, based on that pattern and habit. And then just the idea of all of time and space. All of time and space. And being in touch with the aspiration, that we wish ourselves well, the intention of wishing this being well, and the contentment with this as it is now, the acceptance of this as it is now, and the willingness to offer, to give attention, give life to life. Just to know what's happened.